Hi, everybody. Ryan Bellinger here with you. Great to have you with us today for our show. Scott Kim joins us. He is the LPGA Tour Manager for PXG, and he's going to talk with us about the new 0317T irons. Scott, first, thanks for being on with us. It's been a heck of a year for PXG on the LPGA, so let's talk about that real quick and what that's meant to the brand.
Yeah, women's golf has always been kind of a big thing at PXG, and we've tried to support women's golf as much as possible. So, it's been a great year for us. Meghan Keane got her first win, and Celine Boutier having a phenomenal year, and we're not done yet. Celine having four wins this season, it's been really incredible for us at PXG, and it's just been it's been probably a good I would say good way of kind of showing like how good like these products are, and how it's helped these women play their best.
Celine's won in four different countries. She's won a major. She's got a pretty good shot at being player of the year. She's number one in the world. What has it been like working with her as she's kind of had this incredible ascendancy?
Working with Celine is it's incredible. She's just a tremendous ball striker, incredibly hard worker, and it's just been a pleasure working with her. Because Celine is one of those players that really knows what she wants, and just trying to like kind of fine tune the product, the irons and drivers, just trying to like kind of fit kind of the particular shot shape, shot window she's looking for. It's made it really easy to help her kind of get into the clubs that make her play her best.
Feels like every pro kind of has, just like every golfer kind of has their different things they're looking for and how they look for them and when they're evaluating equipment. How does Celine do that? And what is she looking for in particular when she's trying to evaluate, let's say, for the sake of this conversation, irons?
One of the big changes we made 2 years ago is that Celine was using a steel shaft in her PXG irons, and when I started in this role, one of the first things I kind of asked her is like, how do you like your irons, and what can we do differently that would make you that you would feel like it would help you make play a little bit better. And one of the things Celine struggled with a couple of years ago is like getting the ball higher up in the air, like in order to stop the greens, stop the ball a little bit faster on firmer greens and kind of back pin positions, front pin positions. And so, we looked into a couple di different shaft options that kind of complemented our irons well. And since that change, her greens and regulation went from being around probably 60th or 70th, 60 or 70th on tour, to now in the last few years, she's consistently been in the top 15. And so it's been a big change for her, and I think it's one of the reasons why she has so many top tens in addition to all the wins she's had this year. It's just made her a much more consistent player and just keeps her in contention like so many weeks of the year.
Can you give us a good sense of the feedback on the 0317T irons and how they kind of fit into the staff that you're dealing with in terms of their preferences as an elite player and what they might kind of lean toward one way or the other before the 0317Ts came out?
We came out with our 0317 ST irons, and then we came out with our 0317 CB irons, and like the new 0317T irons is just like a nice complement to like this kind of player, like this really tour oriented type of set. It uses our platform technologies, our kind of hollow body design that we're really known for, but kind of utilizing our kind of new S-Core technology in addition to our kind of precision weight technology to really kind of dial in, look and feel, but also, the forgiveness that our irons are kind of known for. And it allows us to kind of blend the set really well with like the ST irons if somebody's looking for a little bit more forgiveness in the long irons. But it is also just a little bit more forgiving of a set than the CBs and the STs, but it still maintains kind of the workability, distance control that elite level players are kind of looking for.
So how do players kind of tend to take their makeup of a set? Do they tend to break it between 3-3 and 3, 2-3-2? I mean, how do they kind of tend to break up their sets? Or do a lot of players just kind of tend to stay in one family?
With some players, like I've seen Like we've had a couple players utilize like the tee throughout the kind of the entire set, you know, five through pitching wedge. We've also had some players utilize the tees and the short irons and still using our kind of flagship Gen 6 P irons and like kind of the long irons if they're looking for a little bit higher launch. But you know, one of the nice things about the tee iron, it utilizes our technology, so our kind of hollow body design, but while maintaining distance control. So it's been a really good it's been really good in kind of short irons for some players just to be able to get a little bit more distance, but still kind of maintain that distance control that they look for playing on like some of these really firm greens out on the LPGA tour.
I think a lot of us amateurs probably think about our clubs in, you know, 10, 15 yardish yard gaps and try to kind of play to those. Do top players, professionals think about those scoring irons even a little bit tighter range than those 10 to 15 yards than, you know, maybe us who are just trying to hit the green?
You know, like, yeah, I would say, like, in general, a lot of these players are really looking for, like, kind of really consistent gap, like, really consistent gaps in, like, in their short irons because, you know, that's where they're trying to get it close, you know, give themselves birdie opportunities. That's, you know, I think that's kind of a, I, you know, looking for, like, kind of just consistent gapping, like, through the entire set is always, you know, is always something that play like elite level players and then regular golfers are looking for too. But you know, the tee is kind of a, you know, a great iron to like kind of maintain that distance consistency.
In terms of kind of the bell curve of not just professional golfers, but let's get to the broader population of golfer, where do most golfers kind of fit in the lineup of PXG irons and in terms of maybe either combo sets or just kind of general family?
You know, so like, you know, we like PXG, we're always, you know, we make golf clubs for the average golfer as well as like the elite level golfer. A lot of amateur golfers will probably fit really well into our flagship irons, like the Gen 6P and the Gen 6 XP line. But, you know, for better players like the 0317T and the CB and the STs, like those are really kind of made for a little bit kind of a higher level golfer, a little bit better ball striker, one that's, you know, a player that's looking for maybe a little bit more workability than maybe like the Gen 6P or XP, which are really kind of designed to be forgiving and straight versus like the 0317 line, which is really meant for like kind of, you know, precision distance control and kind of workability. The T iron just provides just a little bit more forgiveness than the CB and our ST lines.
Feels like PXG has done a better job, in my estimation, of having a differentiation between kind of maybe this isn't the best way to put it, but general population lines versus better player lines. Is that have you found that that's kind of been a better case is how PXG comes to the market?
Yeah, you know, like you know, we make golf clubs for every different type of golfer, and you know, we have kind of, you know, irons that are best suited for players that, you know, maybe don't get to practice that often. They need a little bit more forgiveness, so that's where like kind of the P's and the XP's really shine. It's just a little bit more like more forgiving across the face, you know, even when you don't hit it that great. But you know, the 0317 series, like it really kind of dials in someone that's kind of looking for kind of that elite level ball striker that is looking for like a little bit more distance control, workability, shot shaping capabilities, high, low, etc.
Just all of this kind of underscores the importance of getting fit for any player, whether you're Celine Boutier or whether you're 25, 36, 54 handicap, whatever that is for you. And that kind of leads into a question about how important it has been for the PXG brand to create these fitting studios that you've created and getting customers in to get properly fit across the board for PXG equipment.
Yeah, 100%. You know, whether you're Celine Boutier or you're, you know, average Joe golfer that plays, you know, occasionally on the weekends, it's really important to get fit. And that's one of the, you know, one of the best things about PXG is that, you know, we don't have an off the rack item. We make clubs specifically for each golfer. And that's why we, you know, we have the experience of, you know, working with our fitters like in studios, like at our various like store locations, or, you know, even with like, you know, being able to consult with somebody over the phone, you know, to try to kind of dial it in. But, you know, it really is important to get kind of to fit and go through that fitting process, you know, just so that, you know, you're really kind of enhancing the things you do well and helping fix things, some of the things that you don't. So.
And for tour players, I mean, they're used to being able to go through the paces and at their own pace and figure out exactly what they're looking for. But for someone who maybe hasn't been through that kind of fitting before, what can they expect when they go to a PXG fitting studio, and what are they going to learn about themselves in addition to how PXG equipment fits their game?
You know, so when you come into a PXG store and you start consulting with like one of our master fitters, like in studio, they really pay attention to, what you've been using, what you like about your clubs, what you don't like about your clubs, and really kind of, and then they show you like, some of our kind of flagship technologies, what makes our club so good, and then really start dialing into lie angle, trying to make sure that your start line is correct, and like making sure that you get adequate spin and adequate, peak height in terms of your shot, so that you're getting your distance and stopping abilities on the greens. And if you're looking at woods, like just trying to make sure that your shot shape is like what you want it to be. Maybe we can help correct for a little bit of a slice that you might have, and but all around, the fitting process is really good at addressing a lot of the issues that average golfers have, and our master fitters are just incredible at getting players dialed in and into clubs that really work best for them.
You mentioned this earlier at the top of the interview, and I thought it was pretty interesting, the move from steel to graphite for Celine, and what that has kind of meant for her accuracy in terms of hitting greens and regulation. Are there some things that you've run into in working with professional golfers that maybe they haven't considered, but when they do it, even it could be that very thing, shaft change. But are there other things that maybe even elite golfers don't necessarily consider or are reluctant to change that can net some really big results to improve their game?
I've worked with a lot of different golfers, not just like LPGA golfers, but elite college golfers. And sometimes you hear the phrase, "Oh, well, I've used this shaft for years." It might get a player adjusted to a particular feel, but it may not be a shaft that's like perfect, well suited for that person. So, if you have a hard time hitting a hot like a ball high enough, you might not want to use something that's real stout, like a project that's, let's say, there's a lot, especially on the LPGA tour, we're starting to see a lot more of these kind of really high performance graphites that like work really well at getting the ball up in the air, landing with a softer angle of descent, but ma maintaining good accuracy and stability to where, you can still hit a lot more greens and not have that, that fear of missing left or right.
I think that's one thing to kind of underscore, whether you're playing infrequently, but even if you play frequently, technology moves very quickly in this game.
Yes, it
And
does.
so if something you think may have worked for you for 5 or 10 years could be better, or something else could be better than it pretty quickly, and you might get passed by if you're not willing to make that change.
Like I was saying, that there's been so many advances in, let's say, like graphite iron technology, to where, it's not a bad thing to play graphite. There are a lot of benefits to being able to hit it, hit it higher, hit it softer, and if you know, and then actually, a little bit of a better feel too. Just but if you can kind of get over the, get over, having. I guess the idea of like, oh, I have to play steel, in my irons, then, you can really like see some big performance benefits.
All right, we'll get you out here on this. What has been your favorite moment so far in 2023 in your job?
I cherish every win that we get on the LPGA tour, but one of the most satisfying things this year was to see Meghan Keane get her first LPGA tour win. I loved watching Celine get her first major in her home country of France, and to the working with both of them has been like super rewarding, and just being able to have the privilege to work with such elite level golfers and helping them get to the get to the the peak of the game is that's probably one of the best feelings about being the LPGA Tour manager at PXG.
Scott, thank you for taking the time to talk to us. We really appreciate it. Continued success for the brand, already a
Thank you
huge
very
year.
much.
And hopefully we can talk again soon.
Thanks, Ryan.